Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Truth be told for the saving of souls.
Yeah, we're talking about having a king and the importance of that. Last week we talked about keys, didn't we? And so let me share something with you. The keys are yours when you are in that relationship with God. He gives you the keys as you depend on Him. There's no formula. Well, here's how you do this. No. He gives you the keys you need to open the doors that need to be opened as you depend on Him. It comes out of your relationship with God. See that? Remember, the kingdom of God is not food and drink, not physical, but what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So that is, you know, things you're not going to see. Right? We're called to bring heaven to earth. Right? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen? We're to bring the heaven to earth, on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We bring His will down to earth. Now, that's His kingdom coming in and assisting us in our dilemma, whatever it is we're going through. Make sense? Your circumstances, your situations. And so that's what we have to be aware of, that's what we're doing, because if you're not aware of that, your circumstances and your situations will become greater than your awareness of you bringing that kingdom down. So here's the problem. A lot of people think in Matthew 6 that that's a... You ever go to a church and they say that prayer every week? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy... See, that's rote. And that's... He didn't give us that prayer to just everybody quote it at the same time. That's how to pray. That prayer is designed to show you how to pray. You approach God as with honor and respect and reverence. Hallowed be thy name. That name has authority in it to get accomplished what I need to get accomplished here on earth for His will. You see that? And that's what that's about. It's not about our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. People say that over and over and over, and they don't even know what they're saying. Does that make sense? But we're literally to bring His kingdom to earth. And when you're going through something, it's really an inferior over a superior problem. It's really a lordship problem. You see that? It's a lordship problem. If He's not Lord, then what's getting out of skelter is not under His lordship. If you're anxious and worried and afraid and upset, that's because it's not under His lordship. Does that make sense? And that's what He's wanting you to do. He's wanting you to trust Him and depend on Him to bring that area under that. And when you do that, or you even just begin to do that, it removes the anxiety and the frustration and the discouragement. when you're discouraged and disappointed and frustrated, that's because that's a lordship problem. Did you hear me? That's a lordship problem. Because I'm going to tell you something. He's greater than any problem we have. And he's bigger than any problem we have. And here's the thing. The enemy will try to use our ignorance against us. He'll try to make you think circumstances and situations are greater than your God. You see that? And that's where anxiety and fear and all those come in, because you've made them bigger than your God. You see that? You guys all right with this? That's really what happens. There is no economic problem in heaven. None. There's no chaos and confusion and anxiety. That doesn't exist in heaven. It only exists when these two collide, heaven and earth. When it collides and there's a collision, it's because you've brought it by doubting and fear and unbelief. Make sense? Doubt, fear, and unbelief bring that anxiety and that worry because you are doubting your God. Your God is greater. Amen? See, when in Mark chapter 6, when Jesus, the disciples were in the boat and Jesus walked on the water and he came up to them. He said, "Be of good cheer." I mean, there was a storm going on. I mean, there was like a storm. And he had just fed the 5,000. He had just done this big miracle. He walks up, "Be of good cheer." What's there to be of good cheer about? He was bringing heaven's reality to earth's dilemma. You see that? Be of good cheer. Isn't that amazing? That's joy. And it says that the disciples forgot, they didn't understand the feeding of the 5,000 because their hearts were hardened. You see that? Mark 6:52, because their hearts were hardened. You know what? Your heart can be hardened towards the things of God when you don't stay connected and he's not Lord. It can be hardened towards the things of God. And what you do is you allow that, and that keeps heaven out of your heart because you're allowing it. You're making your problems and your circumstances bigger than your God. Did you get that? I said, did you get that? That's big. Because he's bigger than any problem we face. Amen? All right. I'm excited. Are you excited? Our passion for God and our excitement ought to be so great that when those lies come, we identify them right now. Wait a minute, this isn't who my God says he is. I'm passionate about God, and God's got an answer for me. I'm just waiting to see it. Because we don't look at things that are seen, but at things which are what? Not seen, right? So that's what we're doing. God is good. Everybody say, God is good.
God is good.
All the time, God is good, right? So we need to really, really, really know that. All right, let's go to Matthew 12 there, Tim, after we look at the vision. And we say this every week, but we don't want this to become rote. This is our vision here, right? All right, to build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. You see that? That's what Jesus did. When you're all discombobulated and you're listening to all those lies of the enemy, But you see, if you take your authority and speak over it, the kingdom of God comes on you. And even on somebody who's got something going on. I've laid hands on people who thought they were having a nervous breakdown and watched things change right in front of my eyes before. Am I making sense? It's like this. If your car engine light comes on and you just keep ignoring it and you keep driving, you just keep on, something's going to fall apart. You see that? You got to pay attention to things and get involved. You see that? And then it'll keep going. But if you ignore, see, the enemy works through our ignorance. He works through our ignorance. When that light comes on, that oil change, you need to get that thing changed. We need an oil change sometimes, don't we? We need an anointing on our lives. That's what we have here today. We got an anointing on us. And when God will speak over us, and we receive that, and he's Lord. You see that? But when you ignore God's plan and his where the word of God is going forth, when that's not important to you, then the enemy's going to come in with lies, and your heart's going to be hardened. And God's people, and we're going to be, and the ones who are going on, be of good cheer. What's going on with you, man? Falling apart like a $2 suitcase. Because you're not connected. You're not staying connected. You're not becoming a part of it. Am I making sense? You didn't remember what happened when he did this, he fed this, and did all this in the church. He built a church in India when you see that? We built a church in India. They got a church going on in India because of this church. Isn't that amazing? When they didn't have it, they had a little building was 7 feet tall in height and maybe 20 feet wide. Now they got a building that seats 200 some people. Isn't that amazing? Because of you guys. That's a miracle. Amen? I mean, I could go on and on and on. When we stay together and we stay focused, there's nothing that you and God can't handle. Nothing. So let's look at this. Get started here. I really want to help us understand this idea that our problems are really lordship problems. I know we don't want to look at that, but that's really what we need to look at. Problem's not what his end of it. It's lordship. Or in us, our unbelief, right? Not believing or allowing something to cause our heart to be hardened. Okay. So we want to be passionate in our devotion to God and unwavering in our conviction about our identity and our destiny in God. That ought to be first in your life. Your identity and your destiny that God has for you. That ought to be for priorities. See that? We allow too many other things become our priorities. When that becomes your priority, you'll identify the wrong when the wrong shows up in your life and the lies show up. When we embrace lordship, we embrace what he says, what Jesus says. Give me Luke 6:46 there. This is Jesus. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? You see that? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? See that? You're only kidding yourself, aren't you? When you say that. When you call him Lord. Lordship and God's kingdom is better than a republic or any democracy or any other national administration of leadership or rulership. God's kingdom is better. Are you hearing me? So that's why we're not going to get over concerned about what we're seeing in their government, what we're seeing in America. We got to stay focused on who God is and his kingdom. Because there is no shortage, there's no economic problem, there's no crisis that he can't handle. When you start to see that you are here as an ambassador, a citizen, to bring heaven to earth. You see that? That's a big deal, isn't it? So let's look at this. When we understand lordship in his kingdom, it protects us from competition. It protects you from competition with other citizens in his kingdom. It destroys the elements of jealousy, deceitfulness, anxiety, fear, selfishness, hoarding. Gets rid of it. How? Because God's in control. You're putting your trust in him. You see that? Your trust is in him. He's Lord. If he's Lord, he's Lord of all that stuff too. So I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to get concerned about what you have and what I don't have. Because he's not going to give you more than you can handle. If you can't handle it, the person that's got everything, it's because God's trusting him more. Because he's shown some leadership and stewardship over what he's already given him. See, some people, they get upset because, well, how come this person has so much and I don't have anything? Well, that's because you haven't shown God that you can be trusted yet. Make sense? There's no lordship there. See, if he's not Lord over your finances, that might be the problem. If he's Lord over your finances, then you'll do the principles that God is in the Constitution, the Bible, right? God's Constitution, right? When you tithe, there's a protection over your financial state. But when you ignore that, it's like that engine, like the car. You ignore that, the light comes on. You keep ignoring it. You're going to be broke down somewhere. Come on now. Am I making sense? Well, you don't understand, you know, eggs are going up. I don't care about eggs. I don't care about gas prices. I know you think I'm being smart. I've paid people's rent a couple times. I don't even want to tell you because I don't want you coming and asking me to pay your rent. And I'm telling you, this, in the past, I've paid people's rent. Not from the church. I'm just trying to show you. God will provide for you when you put his principles in place and he's Lord. Come on now. Am I making sense? If he's not Lord, you know what? You become Lord. And that's what he'll do. He'll say, okay, I'm not. Then now it's yours. And then you try to muster it up and do everything with it that you think, and you can't even do with 90%. You see that? God can do more with 90% than you could do with 120% in your life. All right. So here, let's think about this. In a true kingdom, the Lord owns everything. He owns it all. And he distributes the same as he determines. Listen, whenever he gives resources to any citizen, it is never for ownership, but for stewardship. Stewardship. We don't own anything. And that's what we have to understand. When you start to understand that I'm just stewarding what God has given me, that changes how you handle things. Submission to a king as Lord positions citizenship to receive from the king. Did you hear me? Submission to a king as Lord positions the citizen to receive from the kingdom. Make sense? The most important confession any of us could ever make is to declare Jesus Christ as Lord. Jesus Christ as Lord. Now give me that in Romans 10:9 real quick. And look what he says. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus, the master, the ruler, the king. See that? The Lord. Now watch. The Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That is not just a one-time confession. That's all the time. The word confession means agree. I have to agree that he's Lord. You see that? I have to come into agreement with what he says. I confess what he says about my sin, and I ask him to forgive me. If you confess your sins, I agree with my sin. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. See that? And that keeps heaven open to come down and get involved in your life. Sin shuts it up. It's because you're trying to control things now. That's what sin now is, when you're trying to control everything. You see that? I said, do you see that? The most important confession any of us could ever make is Jesus is Lord. This word saved, you will be saved, is the word sozo. And it means redeemed. So God is redeeming every area of your life when you're in agreement with what he says. When you come into agreement with what he says, now you're coming into an alignment. See, that's what the word lost means, out of position and out of alignment. Out of position and out of alignment. When I agree, I'm coming into alignment and back into my position that he's designed me for. You see, the oil light's not going to come on. The engine light's not coming on because I'm in line with what he's made me to be and created me to be. I feel secure and stable. When I'm in his will, it's like, you know, I just can't even explain it. You know, Donita and I were at this hotel, and it wasn't a big fancy hotel. It was a hotel with kids everywhere. Everywhere. It's people, you know. We're sitting there and we're just chilling. I could sense his presence. Are you with me? It's like when you got his presence, it's just like it's everywhere. And there was all kinds of things that could have distracted us. But here comes the manager. She comes up and starts talking to us. I know she saw something. She just came up and started talking to us. And she's a believer. You see that? And I could sense it. You know, I could have thought about all kinds of negative stuff that tried to get on me. But no, here's what I'm trying to show you. That stuff, you shut it out. He's Lord. Some big burly mug tried to get on the elevator. You know, I thought, first I might flip. No. You understand? I'm just, Jesus is Lord. He'll take care of this big boy too. You understand what I'm saying? this makes sense. It's like, it just keeps you stable. You have to think about this constantly. This has to be priority in your life. And when it's priority, your needs are being met. You see that? Now watch. It means bought back. This word saved. Bought back. Bought back. Sin separated us from God. God purchased us back with his blood. With his blood. He restored us and salvaged us. Remember the word salvaged? It's from the word salvation. That's in that word sozo. Salvaged. When I've been to India, I've seen that they have these trash piles over there, all over. You see children walking through these trash piles barefooted, looking for something that they can use or eat or use to help someone. These children. It's very, third world. But here's the idea. That's what salvage means. It means to take what's wasted and put it to use. That's what your life was. God wants to take the area in your life you're wasting. It's not producing anything. It's not helping anyone. It's not helping you or anyone else. He wants to take that and salvage it and put it to use for his kingdom. Did you get that? Did you get that? And that's what God's doing. That's what God does with our lives. If he's going to use you, you got to do it his way. If you want to do it your way, God says, okay, you go ahead and do it your way. How's that working for you? Listen, if you're upset and frustrated, that's because you're trying to do it in your own strength. You're trying to do your own deal. If you're walking around and you're discouraged and frustrated, you're trying to do that yourself. That's because there's no lordship. If there's lordship, remember, it's not physical. It's joy, righteousness, peace, and joy. You can know, you can see the people who are trying to do their own thing. They look all weighted down and you know, like they're barely gonna make it. Or always do. You see, you're not going to be discouraged and depleted all the time when he's Lord. You see that? And you don't need something to put in your body. You don't need alcohol or drugs or something to pump you up when he's Lord. You'll walk right up on a storm. Be of good cheer. What's going on? I love me some Jesus, don't you? You see, because he's bringing heaven. Because he was focused. And then you're thinking, man, where's this guy coming from? You see that? Because you forgot everything he's done for you. And that's what we want to... You want to think about the things he's done for you. That helps him to stay in that place of lordship. You see that?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.